Welcome to the International Claim Association, ICA, Educational Podcast Series. This podcast series is part of a professional development curriculum designed for ICA members and insurance professionals. This is a podcast put together by attorney Christopher Doherty of Doherty, Chella, Keene, LLP. Chris is a partner for DCK, and his firm provides representation for claimants who apply for Social Security disability benefits. They were established in 1995 and work with many large long-term disability insurance carriers, as well as with employers and unions. This podcast is in a question and answer format and addresses Social Security disability in the age of the COVID-19 pandemic. How have the Social Security local field offices adapted since March?
Hey, thank you. First, I want to say thanks for having me on this podcast. Overall, I'd have to say Social Security has adapted quite well. It was not easy in March at the outset of the pandemic, as ironically, just prior to March, the Commissioner of Social Security had taken away from the employees the option to work remotely. It had been a long-standing option that they had, and of course, the union members and employees were not happy with their work from home being taken away. So yes, ironically, Social Security had just said literally no more working from home when it became apparent that everyone had to work from home immediately in mid to late March. But they pivoted well, I must say, after that, as every local field office was, you know, immediately closed to the public. And soon every employee was remote. The local field office telephones were routed to staff who are now working from home, and they're actually being answered more promptly than in the past. The reason for that is if you've ever been to a Social Security office, what happens is there's a waiting room that fills up with the public walk-in traffic. And people who work as a claims representative or service representative for Social Security, their whole day is one interview after another, people being brought to their desk. So now with these folks at home, and of course the office is closed, there is no walk-in traffic. And the staff then found themselves with more time to address their existing work and existing backlog, and therefore they could react more promptly to phone calls, emails, faxes, things they never had time to do before. So in fact, the claimants and attorneys who previously could not get through to the local offices, now they're able to call, get the people at home, the phones are routed there, and of course then they'd be able to resolve their issues much more quickly. Unfortunately, the same could not be said for the national 800 number, as callers to this line experience very significant wait times, and unfortunately, they still do. But if you're lucky enough to have the telephone numbers to the local district office and get through to those lines, you can get through much more easily. So even though Social Security is a federal program, the actual medical determinations for disability are made by each individual state. It's called the State Disability Determination Services. So initially, these state agencies were closed, certainly in New York and New Jersey and some of the northeastern states which were hit hard in the beginning of this. They were closed for over a month or more. And it took a while for these people to get up and running in these state agencies before they could be successfully remotely. But over time, they too adjusted, but there was an obvious delay in processing cases and issuing decisions, both awards and denials at these lower levels, the initial claims.
So what do the metrics say about awards or denials being issued at the initial application levels since March?
Okay. At the initial application level, I'll compare 2020, what happened, back to 2019. It's kind of the only way to really measure it. At the initial application level in March of 2020 through August of 20, there was about an 11% decrease in Social Security disability applications filed. And this is per Social Security statistics. It can be found on their website at www.ssa.gov. So about 11% decrease in number of applications filed. But then in terms of decisions issued, historically in 2019, there were about 973,000 initial decisions made from April 19 through August of 19. In 2020, it went way down. Only 716,000 decisions were made in April 2020 through August 2020. So this actually is a 27% reduction in decisions made year over year from April through August. So again, applications filed down 11%, but decisions issued down 27%. All these decision awards, because you can either be awarded or denied, the awards were down 17% in this period. So again, that tells us that with applications down, but decisions down much further, there is definitely a backlog at this initial application stage at Social Security, and they haven't been getting the decisions out, whether it be awards or denials. So what are the reasons for this? Well, for one thing, during the pandemic, for the longest time, claimants and applicants were not able to see their doctors, right? Everyone remembers back in March, probably not till July, people weren't going out and able to see their doctors. And even if they were, it was telemedicine. So there's a lack of available medical evidence, and Social Security couldn't get it. And then what evidence there was available, Social Security tried to write and obtain that evidence, but the staff at the hospitals and the doctor's offices were not really working as much, and they weren't readily available to respond to requests for this information. So right away, you see that the state disability determination agencies, they're not getting the medical evidence needed in order to make their determinations. And when this happens, generally in the normal circumstances, Social Security, what they do is they set up what they call a consultative examinations. These are similar to IMEs or independent medical exams. So what they do, these consultative examinations, or CEs as they're called, they set up the person to see an independent doctor in their local area. But again, of course, during the pandemic, these CEs were not being scheduled for many months. They were canceled basically from end of March into July. So then they couldn't get the medical evidence in that manner either. So they did start rescheduling these in July, but it kind of led to a problem where, one, they can't get the evidence, and two, they couldn't set up these exams to have an independent person look at them. And this results in the fewer decisions being issued. Now, interestingly, for the decisions that were being issued, the actual award rate for the initial claims actually went up. So from April to August in 2020, cases were awarded at a 44.4% rate. Compare that to the same period from April to August in 2019. In those cases, for that time period, were at the initial level, were only approved at a 38% clip. So about a 6% difference higher. Cases were about a higher percentage were being awarded in 2020. So the good news is for the applicants and the cases which were issued this year, they were actually being awarded at a higher percentage than the same time period as last year, but just not enough decisions that have been made. And these Social Security stats bear out what long-term disability carriers and attorney firms have seen, that while the actual award rate may have gone up, the processing time has also gone up, taking longer to get these decisions out. And the lack of these decisions at the early level is noticeable, and it's concerning. And these, again, both awards and denials. But the hope is that this backlog will be reduced over this last quarter in 2020. So we'll see.
So what has been happening at the hearing level of appeal?
Okay, yes, that's a good question. At the hearing level, the way it works is that with Social Security, you make the initial application, and then if that's denied, you file for what's called a request for reconsideration. If that's denied, then they have a right to appeal to the hearing level. The Social Security regulations allow the claimant an opportunity for an in-person hearing before an administrative law judge. Now, you notice I said in-person hearing. That, of course, is no longer possible with the pandemic going on. So initially in March, Social Security naturally had a full docket of hearings scheduled, but then they immediately had to postpone them. And for several weeks, everything was getting postponed until Social Security is trying to figure out what to do. To their credit, though, they adjusted and pivoted quite quickly, and they started to begin rescheduling these formally in-person hearings by telephone. So the options became, at that time, you could either have a telephone hearing, or if you want an in-person hearing, you could postpone it and wait until a time is possible that you could then have it. And by the way, that time is still not here. Or the third thing is you could request what's called an on-the-record decision. What an on-the-record decision is, it occurs when an attorney, it's similar to like a summary judgment in regular courts. It occurs when an attorney submits updated medical evidence, they write a written brief summarizing the facts of the case and the pertinent law, and they try and make a case that the case should be awarded without a hearing being necessary. So what would happen is some judges were able to make favorable decisions without the need for a hearing, which is great service for the claimant. So we're submitting that on all our cases. We're not being successful in getting that on all of them, but we're doing much better than we had in the past. And if the case is not able to be awarded without a hearing, then what will happen, the judge will then say it needs to be scheduled either for that telephone hearing or await the time when an in-person hearing is again possible. So these on-the-record favorable decisions have increased about four times in 2020 over the same period in 2019. So Social Security is issuing more of these. Social Security has also recently gotten in touch with us about holding video hearings via Microsoft Teams meeting. We have our first one actually scheduled in January. They just were in touch with us last week. And more of these will be scheduled, which makes sense. It is the age of video meetings and might as well have hearings as well. But the end result is that right now, anyway, the majority of these cases are being resolved via telephone by a telephonic hearing. Now, to take a step back about the hearing level, years and years, there were extreme backlogs at the hearing level. And cases are being scheduled much more promptly this year, believe it or not, just because there aren't as many cases in the queue, not as many people waiting for hearing. They used to have to wait up to 18 months for hearing. It's much less than that now. However, with the pandemic and just basically having few cases in the queue to begin with, the amount of decisions being issued has gone down. The Office of Hearings and Operations has reported that about a 15% reduction in hearing decisions issued from April through July 2020 compared to the earlier months in the fiscal year 2020. So this trend has actually continued through August. And just like with decisions at the initial claim level and reconsideration level, we're still waiting to see if there's going to be a surge of these hearing decisions in the fourth quarter of 2020.
What, if any, is the long-term effect on Social Security solvency from this pandemic?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but unfortunately, I feel the worst is yet to come regarding this issue. The Social Security's trustees issued, before the pandemic, they issued it in the spring, but the pandemic wasn't considered, and they marked what would be, they call their depletion date. And what that means is the date when the Social Security, based on payroll tax revenues, will not be able to cover the full amount of the benefits that are promised. So the trustees listed this date as the year 2035, about 15 years away. And they basically said at that time, unless changes are made, only 79% of the currently promised and legislated benefits would be payable unless some changes have been made. So already we were looking at that on the horizon. 15 years wouldn't be able to pay all the benefits promised unless some changes are made. Now, the Social Security trust funds, they are funded by payroll taxes, the FICA taxes. Everybody, when they earn a dollar, pays 7.65% of that dollar to the Social Security trust funds in FICA taxes. Then your employer pays an additional 7.65%. So for every dollar earned, 15.3 cents of that goes into this FICA taxes, you know, to bankroll Social Security. And the Social Security trust funds are funded 88% by these payroll taxes. So, of course, with so many individuals out of work through the pandemic, the loss in these Social Security taxes could be very significant and possibly catastrophic. Now, forecasters are saying that if the payroll tax is down 12% from March of 2020 through the end of this year, this would amount to $100 billion, billion with a B, in lost revenue for Social Security. So, obviously, that's significant money. And it's when it's not collected and paid, you can't make that back. So that's just lost revenue. So various experts and prognosticators talking about this, and of course, it's still an unknown as this is still an ongoing problem, but they say the economic fallout from the pandemic could be so severe that it would move up that anticipated depletion date of the Social Security trust funds from the current 2035. Some say to maybe 2033 or 32, and others say perhaps even 2029. So that's only 8 to 9 years from now. So obviously, the sooner this shortfall is addressed, the better it'll be and the better chance we'll have for staving off this shortfall, which has to be addressed. And how is it addressed? Well, it's one of two ways. Neither are pleasant. You either have to cut benefits or raise taxes, or preferably both, to address that. So overall, I would say in sum, in the short term, with the COVID-19 pandemic, Social Security has reacted quite well overall in keeping their program going, keeping benefits paid for sure. And even though, however, we've seen that decisions are down at every level, initial application and the hearing level as well. However, the most important problem, and it's more of a long-term problem, is the solvency of the Social Security trust funds. And that problem still exists, and it's been exacerbated greatly by this pandemic. And it's more serious than ever. And it'll be up to Congress and the next president to take the step sooner rather than later to shore up this program, which, of course, is so vital to so many Americans.
Okay, and thank you for your time, Chris. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
We hope you have enjoyed today's ICA podcast. To learn more about ICA and future podcasts, please visit www.claim.org.